We know that the federal government has broken many promises to a lot of the tribes across the country, broken treaties, broken promises.
That was Matthew Campbell, a Native American himself, but also an employee at the Native Americans Rights Fund. In December 2016, President Obama created Bears Ears under the Antiquities Act. But soon after Trump got elected, Bears Ears was taken away from its rightful owners. However, there is no executive orders without backlash. Rebecca Robinson, the author of Voices from Bears Ears, Seeking Common Ground on Sacred Land, talks about the conflicts that arose.
It turns out the majority of the Anglo population in this area is Mormon, and there's a very strong spiritual connection to the land that sort of mirrors the way in which Native peoples find it sacred. Moreover, the way that they've chosen to steward the land over the past century and change has been to farm it, to ranch it, to mine it, to explore oil and gas, among other things. There is an ethic of environmental stewardship there as well, but there's also been a desire to, as Brigham Young said, turn this wilderness into a garden and make it fruitful and, take resources from the land in order to help the population flourish. So that's kind of a background for the tension between this particular way of keeping an economy alive, an economy at least through ranching and mining that once made the county prosperous, but those industries are on the decline, and this other economic imperative that the tribes, conservation organizations, and business owners looking to benefit from tourism seek to achieve through protection of the land. If the land is protected, it's a place that will attract more tourists, and there's a lot of opportunity for entrepreneurs in the region to really benefit from the influx of tourists and visitors to the monument. And so there's this real tension between preservation of this landscape, which could also have economic benefits, and kind of legacy industries in the region that once provided real wealth and prosperity to these areas that are now in economic decline. And so that's sort of where a lot of the tension arises.
Within this conflict, Matthew Campbell noticed a bias from the Trump administration. Having Bears Ears be an industry rather than a spiritual area was far more important to Trump.
These other interests that the Trump administration was looking at, the extractive industry, uranium mining, oil and gas development, and then as well as ranching and other interests that the Trump administration elevated above the tribal interests in the area, even though, the Obama administration looked at all of these things and spoke to all of the groups within Utah and southern Utah, and in the end decided to protect the Bears Ears National Monument area. And what we saw was with the Trump administration, they really were elevating this these extractive industries over the interests of the tribes and the other interests in the area.